Our reading for today is from 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 18. Working together with him, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, "In a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, by great endurance in affliction, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by truthful speech and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, through honor and dishonor, through slander and praise. We are treated as impostors, and yet are true, as unknown, and yet well known, as dying, and behold, we live, as punished, and yet not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, yet possessing everything. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted in your own affections. In return, I speak as to children. Widen your hearts also. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? Or what portion does a believer share with an unbeliever? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God, as God said, "I will make my dwelling among them, and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, go out from their midst, and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing. Then I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word today, we welcome Pastor Daniel Larson, Bethany Lutheran Church, Wabasso, and Trinity Lutheran Church, Sanborn, Minnesota.
Do what I say, not what I do. Pastors, parents, and all sorts of other leaders have had to give that little lecture a time or two. What it means is, ignore my actions and just focus on the words that I'm telling you to do. What it really means, though, is I don't have the ability or the discipline or whatever else it takes to actually do what I'm asking of you, but I want you to do it anyway. It's kind of disingenuous to make a request like that, is it not? You're essentially holding someone else to a higher standard than you hold yourself, and you don't even seem that concerned about it. Rather than acknowledging that whatever you're asking is difficult and that you yourself have failed on some level by not following it yourself, you simply write it off as part of an order. Do as I say, not as I do. As a pastor and yet a sinner, I often find myself telling others just that. I'm supposed to be delivering the full counsel of God to people, and that includes God's law and God's standard of perfection. Yet, I certainly don't live up to that standard. As a parent, too, I'm sure many of you can relate. You want to teach your kids to be good people, and yet you yourself are not. And it's good to teach your children to be better than you are, but just because it's good doesn't mean it's easy. The Apostle Paul had to deal with a lot of people in the Corinthian church who questioned his calling as a pastor. We don't know exactly what they were saying, but we do know, for one, that they outnumbered Paul, for two, that they lived in Corinth while Paul could only visit there briefly, and three, that they were teaching false doctrine, openly and directly challenging the true gospel that Paul had brought to that place. They even questioned Paul's motives and calling as an apostle, alleging that he, Paul, was the real false teacher. Paul knew he was at a disadvantage here to win the hearts of the Corinthians, but he had to try. They were a church situated in a culture not unlike our own. Lots of different religions and philosophies were there to pull the Christians away from the church, and the blatant and shameless sensuality of that city was impossible to ignore. They needed God's word there, and Paul was God's chosen man to deliver it. And they needed to trust that man, to trust that he really was the one whom God had sent with his true word. When you live amongst a sea of lies and deceit, though, how can you know who to trust? Paul knew. He spells it out for them in the first half of today's reading. Paul is not a do-as-I-say, not-as-I-do kind of guy. In service to God, Paul had endured afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, and hunger. And he furthermore claims to his credit purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, the power of God, and more. It's a really long list. And why is Paul spelling out that list? Because that unwavering loyalty to his mission, to the church, especially to the Corinthian church, gives him credit as a faithful messenger. Paul isn't just some traveling preacher selling the latest brand of religion. He is the real deal, and he's got the scars to prove it. But there's something else going on here, too. Paul is rightfully claiming credit as a loyal servant of Jesus Christ by acting as Christ himself had. Before Paul ever underwent any of those things, Christ did. And he did it for the same reason, to bring salvation to the lost. No matter what he had to endure or what he had to become, Jesus Christ did it for you, for me, for every sinner that has ever walked this earth, from first century Corinth to 21st century America. Jesus even submitted to the most gruesome, humiliating death imaginable for you. Jesus Christ is the real deal, and he's got the scars to prove it. But he's more than that, too. He accomplished what Paul could only proclaim, resurrection from death. The message of Jesus Christ is so important to Paul and to us because of the victory that it gives. Victory that you won't find in sensuality or religion or any of the other places to which the world would drag you. Paul endured innumerable hardships for the sake of that message, and the Corinthians knew it. That kind of endurance, that kind of love and dedication can sometimes open doors to people that would otherwise remain closed off. So what can we learn from Paul here? That sometimes it's not enough to tell people, do as I say, not as I do. Sometimes when the message of Christ needs to stand out against the growing din of the world's lies, you need to prove your own dedication to that message. When they can't hear Christ's words, you need to show them Christ's scars. Your actions won't make the message any more true or any more pure, but they might just be what it takes to make certain people hear that truth, see that purity. May God enable you to open doors to his gospel message by your example of the love of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor Daniel Larson for today's meditation on God's Word.